Navedtra 14322 Alpha, Aviation Bosun's Mate, Fuels, Alpha Bravo Foxtrot. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 6. 1. Which office is the administrative core of the AV Fuels Division afloat? V4 Division Office, Victor 4 Division Office. 2. Which work center is responsible for the refueling and defueling of aircraft, as well as providing support equipment on the flight and the hangar decks? Flight Deck. 3. What is responsible for the maintenance and repair of flight deck and hangar deck refueling stations and portable defueling equipment? Flight Deck Repair. 4. What is responsible for the monitoring of fuel quality in the entire aviation fuel system? Quality Surveillance Laboratory. 5. Which work center is responsible for the receipt, stripping, transfer, purifying, and filtering of aviation fuels and catapult lubricating oils? Below decks. 6. Who must grant authorization prior to any personnel entering a fuel tank? Commanding Officer Charlie Oscar. 7. How often must watchstanders make inspections of all designated spaces and piping when not at flight quarters to ensure the aviation fuel system is secure? Every 2 hours. 8. Who discharges the supply officer's fuel responsibilities through the planning, directing, training, and supervision of fuel operations? Fuels Management Officer, Foxtrot Mike Oscar. 9. Who are qualified individuals appointed by the contracting officer to assist in the technical monitoring or administration of a contract? Contracting Officer Representative, Charlie Oscar Romeo. 10. Who provide up-to-the-minute accurate overviews of fuel ownership and fueling transactions with reduced manual data entry? Fuels Accountants. 11. What is responsible for providing refueling and defueling services for all tenant and transient aircraft and other units such as fuel test cells at the air activity? Fuel Delivery Ops. 12. What provides a central source of up-to-date information for the use of all personnel in the performance of their work? Technical Publication Library. 13. Which sources of information guide naval personnel in the operation and maintenance of all equipment within the naval establishment? Technical Maintenance Manuals. 14. Which system is used by all fuel system operators to operate the various ship aviation fuel systems? Aviation Fuels Operational Sequencing System, Alpha Foxtrot, Oscar Sierra Sierra. 15. Which manual covers the technical requirements, operational procedures, and personnel training for ready-issue aviation fuel operations? NAVAIR 00-80-TANGO-109. 16. Which system is used throughout the Navy for the issuance of non-technical directive-type releases? Navy Directive. 17. Which type of publications have permanent reference value and are effective until the originator supersedes or cancels them? Instructions. 18. Which type of publications contain information pertaining to action of a one-time nature? Notices. 19. What is the primary index used to order all Navy technical manuals and forms? NAVPUB FormSen, published 2002. 20. What provide a minimum written list of items for inspection? Checklists. 21. What is the most accurate way of computing the amount of fuel issued to a particular aircraft? Aircraft fuel gauges. 22. How many types of reports does the CASREP system contain? 4. 23. What determines the reasons and/or responsibilities for the loss, damage, or destruction of government material and to determine the actual loss to the U.S. government? Surveys. 24. What is made freehand and shows rough outlines and only those details that are necessary to visualize a system or an object? Sketch. 25. What are the link between the engineers who design equipment and the people who build, maintain, and repair it? Blueprints. 26. What is the simplest form of blueprint used aboard ship? Plan view. 27. Which type of prints show the various parts of the mechanism, how the parts fit together, and their relation to each other? Assembly. 28. Which type of diagrams show, by means of single lines and symbols, how the parts of a system are connected for the operation of the system? Schematic. 29. The work center supervisor shall maintain a 13-week accountability log. What will be used to produce this log? SCED. 30. Which PMS schedule serves as a directive for work center supervisors for scheduling weekly maintenance? Quarterly. 31. Which PMS schedule displays the planned maintenance requirements to be performed over long periods of time in the maintenance life cycle of the ship? Cycle. 32. How many quarters shall a shore command's PMS cycle be? 20. 33. How many types of FBRs are there? 3. 34. Which type of FBR is non-technical in nature and is intended to meet PMS needs which do not require technical review, including changes in work centers? Category A, Alpha. 35. What will an FBR be considered when the reason for submission of a PMS FBR involves safety of personnel, ship, or potential for damage to equipment and relates to the technical requirements of PMS? Urgent. 36. Which program is intended to improve force readiness through the implementation of a formalized plan that sets forth minimum requirements to be accomplished for non-nuclear maintenance and repair actions performed by forces afloat? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 37. What consists of administrative and technical procedures to ensure compliance with technical specifications through a systematic review of QC records and production actions? Quality Assurance, Quebec Alpha. 38. What endangers equipment by reducing the strength and changing the mechanical characteristics of the metals used in its construction? Corrosion. 39. Which type of corrosion occurs when two different metals are connected and exposed to an electrolyte, such as water, especially salt water? Galvanic. 40. Which instruction provides a general reference for mandatory and advisory safety precautions? OPNAV Instruction 5100.19. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.